thanking our VIP members. We are showing appreciation. We really appreciate you. We thank you, everybody that's become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We are thanking you because we're running a sale right now for VIP members only. It is the store-wide buy one, get one free super sale happening right now for VIPs only. All supplements and apparel. You heard that right. All health supplements and apparel at thealexjonesstore.com is buy one, get one free if you are a VIP member. Now, you can go right to thealexjonesstore.com, and the link to become a VIP is right there at the top if you're interested in becoming that and taking advantage of this sale. But so many other benefits, even when this sale runs out while supplies last, like double and bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now it is the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. And so when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to that. You get bonus entries if you're a VIP member, as well as free shipping on all orders over $99 and so much more. Learn all about the benefits by going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. But right now, while supplies last and this sale is live, you can get buy one, get one free, all supplements, all apparel, right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We appreciate your continued support. We appreciate our VIP members. It's that sustained membership that keeps us on the air. And so we thank you for that. All right. I don't know. The crew pulled this one in. I might as well. Elizabeth Warren has a fall today. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it to the old bat. But the crew thought it was funny. Elizabeth Warren tries to lean on a desk at the Capitol today and falls. I think she's okay. Her ego might be damaged a little bit. But I think other than that, she'll walk again and continue to be a bat crap crazy liberal Democrat. Well, maybe she might need some workman's comp there. She might have sprained an ankle. It happened right as a woman was wheeling by in a wheelchair too. It's like a curse or something. So here comes the wheelchair, and then down you go. Yeah. All right. So all right, you happy crew? There you go. You wanted to see it. You wanted to see Elizabeth Warren fall. You got what you wanted. Some mini dictators back there. It's all right. We did what you wanted. Okay, and then there's this. This is just sad. I kind of feel like I have to do this now. 98%, 99% of the time, other people that don't look like you, whatever, they don't think like this, but some do here. Listen to this in clip 12.
And my question for y'all is, why aren't we blowing shit up how they used to blow our shit up, blow up our communities? Why aren't we flooding how they used to flood our communities?
She wants to blow up white communities.
Why aren't we out here making their life harder,
communities?
Just like they trying to be out here making our lives harder? And I don't want to hear none of that, oh, we're not built like that, we just don't have it in our hearts. That. They don't care about us, and they never cared about us. And y'all trying to sit over here on some peace and love shit. That. Peace and love, peace and love. Where the fuck has that gotten us, bro? 400 plus years, and y'all niggas ain't tired yet? Y'all niggas ain't angry yet? I'm pissed. I'm mad. These niggas been had it out for us for decades. Ages, bro. 400 plus years. And ain't shit changed. I don't give a fuck if they let us slap on a badge and work for these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. The shit's still the same. And this whole Joey Swole situation should really open your motherfucking eyes.
I mean, it's just sad. So, oh yeah, it's white. We're at war with whites and they're the enemy and... But you can see that's what they want. Like, they want this racial confrontation. They want this race war. It's like it's 1% of the population or less. But it's there. You know, I'll respond a little bit more to that on the other side and then get into the geopolitical news.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list, your text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution, you are the solution, you're everything. when you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So you see this lady there promoting violence against white people and saying they're, you know, to blame for all the problems of Black America. And it's like, this is the propaganda. This is how they've been taught in schools and with the media and pop culture that, oh, yes, it's the white people that are your problem. And I think it's time for a new approach to this whole concept. And I've said it before, but there has to be a better understanding here. Well, why would she feel that way? Why does she think white people are out to get her, or it's time to, as she says, blow up or flood white communities? It's like, you think white people think about you like that? It's like, what are you doing here? But what's happened is the propaganda in culture, the propaganda in the schools have basically, I mean, it's aimed at everybody, but in this case, it's specifically aimed at Black Americans to make you feel unpatriotic or like you don't belong here or you never did, and somehow it's not your country, which is all a lie. Now, of course, the irony is they'll tell you on the other side of the mouth that they built this country, but there is an element of truth to that. And so I approach it like this, where the media and the schools and the propaganda are telling Black Americans like, oh, you don't belong, you're not meant to be here, this whole country was built against you and all this stuff. Total propaganda. No, the truth is that it was, yes, white men that came here with the ideas and, say, conquered and built and then built America. But no, they did that with Black Americans too. Yeah, Black Americans fought in the Revolutionary War. Black Americans fought in the Civil War, just like white Christian Americans. So really, Black Americans and white Americans, yes, that should actually be the strongest union in this country. But they try to demonize it, and they want you to pick, they want this really negative depiction of slavery, which we're not trying to paint it in a good way, but like they want you to think of it like Django Unchained instead of like Mel Gibson's The Patriot. When really most Black and white Americans were building America together is really what it was. And they did fight in the Revolutionary War, and they did fight in the Civil War and all the other wars. But they want to separate Black Americans' identity from that. They want to separate Black Americans' identity from their role in building America and them being here since the beginning. And they want to say, no, you were just a slave. And it's all the white man's fault. And you were never welcome here. All a complete lie. All a complete lie. But it's all by design to do the divide and conquer and then have the anti-American propaganda to turn Black Americans, instead of being proud Americans and proud of their heritage, no, instead they are taught to reject it and hate it and then hate the white person and blame it all on them. No. The truth is that white Christians and black Christians built this country. It should be culturally the strongest union. If you want to talk about two different classes or groups of people, racial, whatever, that should be the strongest, longest formed union is black and white Christians that built this country, fought in multiple wars for this country, and are still here in this country. And then you get a little further into it, and then it's okay, yeah, and then we fought with Mexicans. We fought with Native Americans, and I don't want to get into the whole genealogy thing, but Native Americans and Mexicans are really close in the DNA pool, and it all came from Asia, like thousands of years ago, came from Asia. So it's like, okay, then we fought with Mexicans for the rest of the country, and then those wars were settled, and the borders were settled, and now it's like, okay, we all get along. So it's like, that's the real makeup here. It's not black versus white. It's not black versus brown or any of this. No, it's black and white Christians fought for this country and built this country. And then they fought with Mexicans and Native Americans and won that. And then they became a part of it as well. And now they live here and they're continuing to build it. Like, that's the union. That's the union of Americans. And I know there's all kinds of racial identity people and they obsess over skin color, whatever. But from just a sheer historical context, that should be the union. That should be the strong union where people actually feel a sense of pride in their history and in their heritage and their right to belong here, let's say. So it's all been divided. And now they want blacks against whites and whites against browns. Now what's happening, though? Now what's happening? Now it's all Jews versus Arabs. Now that's what we're supposed to think about. Now that's the big fight. And it's the saddest thing to witness, and this will segue, I suppose, into the geopolitical news. It's the saddest thing to witness now that hatred that Arabs and Jews have been carrying for thousands of years, that war that they've been fighting for thousands of years, the Holy War, and now it's engulfing us. It's like we are on the complete different side of the planet and we can't get away from this crap. And now Netanyahu is here basically running our foreign policy with Susie Wiles, running the White House with Susie Wiles, getting everything they want while real Americans are left stranded and told to get in line behind Israel. And everybody sees it. And then I have to sit here and deal with all this hatred. I have to sit here and watch all this hatred all day long, hatred for Muslims, hatred for Jews. And I'm blinking. I'm like, why? What the hell? I thought this was America. Why am I dealing with Jews and Arabs in a holy war, fighting it out, hating one another in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America? And we saw it coming right after October 7th. We said, you watch now. You're going to have foreign flags all over your streets. You're going to have the fights in your streets. It's going to dominate the political discussion. It's going to dominate the foreign policy. And then it's just like, you're just begging for something that helps America. You're just begging for an America First agenda. And you do a 360, and then what is it? Oh, it's Jews versus Arabs again. It's Jews telling you all Arabs are bad. It's Jews telling you Muslims are bad. It's Jews telling you to hate Islam. They're your enemy. And then on the other side, oh, it's all Jews are bad. And it's, oh, you know, they're the ones stealing everything. They're the ones running everything. And I'm just like, what the hell happened, man? But that's how they do it. So they divide, and then they conquer. And that's exactly what's being done right now. Now, right now, there are tens of thousands of people protesting in Israel against Netanyahu. That is happening right now. So Israel has turned on Netanyahu. And across the entire planet, Netanyahu is viewed as the most evil man in the world. Think about that. All the propaganda they tried to sell you about Assad, all the propaganda they tried to sell you about Putin, all the propaganda, but who is still, and they tell you Netanyahu's the best. And then, but really, what does the world look at this and say? Netanyahu's a cold-blooded killer. Netanyahu is drenched in the blood of the innocent. Netanyahu is a diabolical demon. That's how bad it is. That's how obvious it is. And they're marching in the streets in Israel right now, protesting Netanyahu, protesting what they're doing in the Gaza Strip. And then you have all these people like foaming at the mouth for more death in Gaza, foaming at the mouth and cheering on the starvation and cheering on the death and cheering on the destruction. And you're just like, you are truly sick. You are a sick person. And I just sit here like, wow, this is American politics now? This is what we have to deal with now? And it's, hey, we just want to separate. We don't want anything to do with that. Oh, anti-Semite. Oh, Jew hater. And it's like, okay, fine, I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, you're shilling for Israel. How many shekels did they pay you? It's like, how about it's all insane? How about I'm sick of all of it? How about we stop this failed Middle East policy that Israel's been running for my entire life? Is anybody interested in that? Well, it won't be this administration. I believe it will be the next, though. I do at this point. It's so bad now. It's just everybody's rejecting Israel. And you know what? Good. And I don't even care. I want nothing to do with it. Israel can exist, not exist. Not, it's not my problem. If Israel is going to be so diabolical and hated by the rest of the world, then that's their problem. I don't want it to be my problem. And that's what we continue to see is, no, it just keeps becoming our problem. More and more our problem and our problem and more involvement. So I could sit here and say, this is pathetic. Only 27 senators, all Democrats, voted against continuing to arm Israel for their destruction and death in Gaza. But I'll tell you what, 27 is more than it would have been 4 years ago. 27 is probably more than it would have been 8 years ago. So this is just a sign of where it's going. And I'd say two congressional sessions away from the majority of Congress voting against Israel. And no amount of money, no amount of Israel lobbyist money will be able to reverse this, because at the end of the day, it's all about getting reelected. And as long as Netanyahu and the IDF continue to do what they do in the Gaza Strip and gaslight the entire world, you won't be able to get elected with this. You won't. And everybody sees where this is trending. Now, Trump seemingly sabotaging a trade deal with Canada on Israel's behalf. Canada just announced that this is a statement from Trump today. This is from President Trump. Canada has just announced that it is backing statehood for Palestine. That will make it very hard for us to make a trade deal with them. Why? Why would that make it hard? Why would that change anything? Is that because Israel doesn't like that? So now they're controlling our trade negotiations with Canada, our neighbor? And then I deal with somebody who's just filled with Muslim hatred, Laura Loomer. Matt Walsh calls this out. And he's like, this is ridiculous. This is clearly now Israel controlling, influencing trade negotiations. Shouldn't have anything to do with it. And I responded to Laura, but she's like, oh no, you just don't get it. Islam is always bad, and then they're going to send them here now. And I'm just like, you don't even make any sense. Are you even listening to yourself? When Israel takes Gaza, which is their plan, they're admitting it now, it was the plan all along. So it's October 7th stand down. This has been the plan. That's why they're just carpet bombing it. Where do you think the Palestinians are going to go? Where do you think the people in Gaza are going to go? You think Israel's going to take them? No. You think the Gulf nation states are going to take them? You think Egypt is going to take them? You think anybody in the Middle East is going to take them? No, they've already said we don't want them. You know where they're going to go? They're going to come here. They're going to go to Europe. The deal's already been made. No, it's good that Israel is stopping our trade agreements with Canada. Good. The Palestinians shouldn't have a state. Yeah, just kill them all. Just drive them into the ocean. You're sick. You're sick. This latest story, folks, I just, it's getting really bad. GHF, that's the Gaza Humanitarian Fund whistleblower, says boy killed by Israel just after he collected aid. You want to see this story? You want to see this, boots on the ground? Guys, give me clip 10 and 11 back to back.
Israeli army has kidnapped 17 family members of Oda Havelin, who was murdered by a settler 2 days ago. Nine of them are said to be released today, but each of them is fined 500 shekels just for existing as Palestinians, and they're banned from talking to each other for 60 days and from approaching the illegal settlement of Carmel, which was built on top of the village of Umm al-Khair. In the meantime, the settler was released on house arrest, and it is very unlikely that he will suffer any consequences. In addition, Israel is still refusing to return the body of Auda to the families, blackmailing them, saying that they will only return the body if the families don't bury him inside village grounds. This is done entirely to psychologically torment the villagers. There is no other purpose. They're just trying to increase suffering as much as possible. The women of the village have gone on hunger strike until the body is returned, but unfortunately that's not a guarantee because it's a common tradition by Israel to kidnap bodies of Palestinian martyrs.
You can see where the pipe was destroyed, because once he ran over the pipe and started going this way, Ahmed and I try to get in the way, but he's not stopping. He uses the thing in the front that he's been using to dig, and he swings it across and smacks Ahmed right here in the shoulder and the neck, and he knocks him over right there. I immediately rush to him. He's kind of unconscious. He's like almost trying to get up, but he's clearly been messed up. And then at one point he tells me, like, go get water. But right before that, I had heard some sort of boom. And I run right up there, and I go through there, and I see, oh, they're bleeding out, shot on the ground. So I run over to Yinon Levy, and I try and get in front of him, and I'm telling him, like, please don't shoot anybody else. And then I'm like, you just killed somebody. And he's like, and I'm glad about it. One ambulance comes, Magen David Adom, from inside Carmel, picks up Ode, and I'm trying to tell them, like, please let me in. I'm Israeli. Let me go with him. They're like, no, no, no. And they keep pushing us all back. They check all the internationals' IDs. Yinon actually comes back and points out who he wants arrested, and they come and grab them. And then the soldiers are talking to us, and I tell the soldiers, like, somebody probably died today, and they're like, and three of them pretty much said, and I wish I had shot him.
We ask for the justice for Oud. This is what we ask. He served the community a lot. There's no one in the community who served the community as Oud do. He's really a great man with a very, 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 very good heart.
This was a man who was, just incredibly loving and giving, and really had dreams for a different reality.
You're always asking just to live in peace in our land. But the occupation decided to kill him, leave three sons without fathers. The oldest of them is just 5 years old, and the youngest 7 months. So what should I, as an uncle for them, what should I tell them? Our loss is very big. I hope it's me, because the settler was trying to shoot me first. I hope he shot me and he shot Oud.
It's going to be really hard not to remember him as a body on the floor. But what I want to remember him as is someone who laughed, someone who loved his kids, someone who loved his wife, someone who loved his community, someone who really believed that things could change here, that his kids shouldn't and wouldn't have to live the life that he lived. I will do whatever I can to make sure his kids know how special he was, and that what he lived, his whole life, they won't live their whole life.
Yeah, that's how bad it is, folks. And there's nobody holding Israel accountable, because nobody can, because America will come right in and bomb you if you do. New York Times had graffiti sprayed on their glass this morning. New York Times lies, Gaza dies, because they were pressured after their story about the starving Gazans that even President Trump said, yeah, they're starving, it's not good. That's how bad it is, folks. Even Trump had to call out the starvation. And then they were forced to say, well, maybe they're not really starving. And there was one image that went around of a kid who had a muscular development issue. And so they said, oh, well, actually, nobody's starving because this one kid had a muscular development issue. As if we don't watch the videos of people swarming the food aid trucks. As if we can't see the videos of people just holding out pots, just hoping they can get water or flour. See, that this is the big difference. And I understand why it's hard for some people to kind of you don't have the big four networks that can control what people see now. You don't have the big four networks that determine what you see, what you don't see, what you think, what you're allowed to think, what you're not allowed to think. All of this stuff is being broadcast on the internet. And Israel is running around right now. They're putting IDF members at TikTok and on all of these different boards to try to censor the content so that you don't see it. They're attacking journalists. They're banning cameras. It's too overwhelming. They can't stop it from getting out. Everybody can see what's going on in Gaza. Everybody can see it. Sure, you're not going to see it on Fox. Of course not. But the big four news networks can no longer control the reality. And now social media is starting to become bigger, and so people can log on and they can see, wow, this is what's going on. They can go look at independent journalists that are there and that are reporting on the ground and filming this. You're not going to see it on the network news. I'm stunned. Oh, wow. Guess what? The network news is dead. The network news, if they had their way, Trump would have never been president. How'd that work? We're not in that age anymore. You can't cover this up. You can't pull the wool over our eyes. Anger over starvation in Gaza leaves Israel increasingly isolated. Isolated by everyone except America. It's the only lifeline they have. That's why we're so sick of it. U.S. Senate rejects bid to block more military aid to Israel over what's happening in Gaza. And even though they stopped it, it was the most people that ever voted against arming Israel than ever before. So it shows you where it's going fast. So France comes out and says, we're going to recognize the Palestinian state. Then defense giant Naval Group investigates after allegedly stolen military data posted online. A French state-owned defense firm Naval Group was hacked. Right after they said they're going to recognize Palestinian statehood, French state-owned Naval Group gets hacked. Then a French submarine gets hacked. I'm sure those two things have nothing to do with one another. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, as they say. Nothing to see here. It's wild, man. It's just wild. So the approach is pretty clear. We're not going to get it from this administration, but maybe the next. You just have to decouple. You have to completely decouple from Israel. You have to completely just get out of the Middle East. They have been fighting and killing each other since before this country was even founded, and they'll be fighting and killing each other after this nation collapses, which, ironically enough, they might have their hand in. So, I'm just done with it, man. America's done with it. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, it's good for the economy. It's good for the defense contractors. It's good for the stock market. Congratulations. I'm glad you feel comfortable profiting off of death. Good for you. Yes, you win. Congratulations. I hope that you can defend yourself when you meet your maker.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish sea moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's just, it's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Be right back.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now with some breaking news out of D.C. is Brianna Morello, and I'm going to let her lay into it here. Brianna, what is going on? What can you update me with?
Yeah, well, we have some very unfortunate news about Patriot Jeff Clark. Jeff, for some of you who are unfamiliar with his work, he ran two departments over at the DOJ under President Trump's first term. He's now at the White House, at the White House Office of Management and Budget. But unfortunately, and this is the unfortunate part in all of this, the D.C. Bar Board of Professionalism and Responsibilities just came out swinging, saying that they believe that he should be disbarred, and they're making that recommendation. And this is the point that gets really disappointing in all of this. You know, we talked about it on my show often. Jeff Clark is the only person who went through and uncovered all the election fraud in 2020. And so what's happening now is they're retaliating against him by making these claims. And the statement that they put out is so outrageous. It's about 111 pages is their response to Jeff Clark and their recommendation itself. But ultimately, they're saying that he lied and he was looking to have top officials over at the DOJ also comply with his lie. Now, Jeff Clark never lied at all. Jeff Clark was looking to launch investigations into claims of election interference and election fraud in 2020. But Bill Barr, the AG at the time, was actively working behind the scenes to shut all of that down. Now, I spoke with Jeff Clark last year about Bill Barr and all of the awful things that he did to shut down election fraud investigations behind the scenes. And this is what he told me.
Separate incidents where former Attorney General Barr shut down investigations. One is that Bill McSwain, who was the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, that's Philadelphia, my hometown, and he said that he had very important and credible election fraud information that he wanted to pursue. And so he went to Barr and he asked if he could investigate it. And Barr told him, no, don't investigate it. And if you find anything or you've already found anything, turn it over to the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who had already pre-announced, Brianna, that that Trump was going to lose in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The other two episodes are the Jesse Morgan episode, where Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was in military intelligence, was ordered to stop his investigation of that incident and other incidents by Bill Barr. We did get that testimony in through expert and fact witness Harry Howery. He wore both of those hats. And then the third incident is one that that Matt Gaetz gave to us, because his former law partner, Larry Keefe, was the U.S. attorney in one of the districts of Florida. Mm-hmm. And there had been allegations that Andrew Gillum, who had run for governor, you know, Democrat, was engaged in election shenanigans. Larry Keefe wanted to investigate that, and Bill Barr told him to shut that down.
Now, the worst part about all of this, the D.C. Bar Board of Professional and Responsibilities, they actually coming out and saying that Jeff Clark intentionally made false statements, and that's just their draft letter. So they're going on to say that even though Jeff has never been accused of anything previously, that he, in fact, lied and was trying to get others to jump on board with all of this. But as you just heard him lay out, there were plenty of people who knew that there was election fraud in 2020, but Bill Barr actively shut that down. Now, a lot of these people also weren't even allowed to speak on Jeff's behalf. That was shut down as well, the DOJ not allowing them to come forward and speak out to defend Jeff and all of these false accusations against him. And Jeff has had an uphill battle that he's been fighting for years now, because he decided to come forward and report election fraud, or even just have the will to investigate election fraud. The lawfare has been relentless. He had his home raided by the FBI. He was charged as one of the co-conspirators in the RICO case in Fulton County, Georgia, with President Trump. And so this is just another layer of the lawfare attacks that Jeff has been forced to kind of deal with. Now, it's not final as of right now. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will make the final determination on the recommendation. But obviously, the board telling them to disbar Jeff has a lot to say on this.
So I hear this story, and I know you have some other similar stories that you've been working on, too. I put it like this. There are great patriots in D.C., that sometimes get access to Trump. There are great patriots there, but they're constantly under attack. They're constantly being undermined. They're constantly being sheltered from Trump. And so I see this trend that is remaining consistent. And this is another case that, you know, it almost puts it over the top. I won't even get into the Bill Barr angle. That's like a whole, you know, different channel to this. And I just kind of look at what's going on now. Anybody in D.C., anybody that's within this administration, big role, small role, whatever, anybody that's actually in there trying to make a difference, anybody that's actually in there trying to drain the swamp, America first, like anybody in there that's actually like, hey, let's do this, they're getting attacked, they're getting sued, they're getting fired, they're getting walked out of buildings like they're criminals. And I'm just like, well, what the hell is going on? And I know it's not Trump's fault. Because whenever Trump gets good intel, he goes with his instincts and he makes good decisions. He's not getting to hear from these people. I'm sure Trump would love to hear Jeff Clark's case, but now they're attacking him. I'm sure Trump would love to hear a bunch of different people talk about foreign policy, domestic policy, deportations, and somebody's stopping them from getting access, probably Susie Wiles. You know, I'm not asking you to connect all the dots here, but it's just like, what is going on? And I know you know some of the other names. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but it's just like all the real patriots in D.C., like all the people like you and I that actually really believe we need to save this country politically, they're getting blackballed. They're getting shut down. They're getting goose-stepped out. Is this another one of these cases, or is this just Bill Barr trying to stop Trump from realizing the election was stolen, or the attorneys that were trying to take action to stop it?
Yeah, well, Jeff Clark's a patriot, and Jeff Clark has the cojones to go out there, I'll just put it like that, to go out there and to push back when he knows there's something wrong. I mean, there's very few people who would see all of this, witness what was going on at the DOJ, and step up and warn President Trump what was actually happening. You know, there were a lot of reports that President Trump was looking to actually make Jeff Clark the acting AG, which resulted in many DOJ employees reportedly looking to do a mass resignation in just the idea that they were going to put Jeff Clark in over Bill Barr. But Bill Barr was actively working behind the scenes to make sure that none of these tips were able to be investigated. Now, Bill, let's just talk about Jeff Clark for a second. Jeff Clark is someone who should be at the DOJ right now. If we're talking about lawfare, we're talking about why they do all of this. Well, they do it all to instill fear into the other attorneys to make sure that the other lawyers don't end up doing what Jeff Clark did, and that's stick up for the Constitution, stick up for the American people, and stick up for President Trump. It's a lesson learned in their angle on all of this. And Jeff Clark should be at the DOJ right now. He, I would say, should be AG, but the confirmation process in itself would be a little challenging for Jeff with all of these accusations he's facing, because we have rhinos who wouldn't confirm him. Mm-hmm. And so although Jeff is probably overwhelmed right now with just fighting for his bar license in Washington, D.C. still, I think he should have a higher position. I would actually promote him and tell the D.C. bar to shove it, because at this point, they're always doing these things to intimidate people. And also, it's worth noting that there's a lot of questionable funding that goes into the D.C. bar, potentially tied to the Soros family. So again, this is all just a left-leaning group who's going out there and they're looking to crush the opposition. And it's not just Jeff Clark. We saw it with Giuliani. We also saw it with John Eastman as well. So there is a well-orchestrated attack by the left, and it's still going on. People think just because President Trump's back in the White House that this isn't a problem, but it is.
Well, that's what it is. Anybody in the Pentagon, the State Department that is anti-war, they're getting you out of there. Mm-hmm. They're making an example out of you quick. Any press that's in there asking real questions about what's going on in Ukraine or what's going on in Israel, they kick you out. And now you talk about this Jeff Clark story. It's clearly intimidation. It's not even subtle. It's like, hey, we have certain boundaries here in D.C., and if you cross them, we're going to make an example out of you, and we're going to make sure everybody else sees it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's interesting because we have actually a mugshot of Jeff, and I, well, not even a mugshot. Sorry. Let's do the body cam footage first. It's really hard to get body cam footage from a police officer or even after a raid on a home. But for some reason, the media was able to get a picture of Jeff Clark. Now, I cropped this one so you don't have to see what's really going on here. But Jeff was sleeping in his home when the FBI decided to raid his home, and they brought him out and wouldn't even let him put on pants. So he was forced to be outside in his boxers. And then this image was leaked to the media. It's meant to humiliate people. It's meant to embarrass them. And somebody who's as credible as Jeff, who people who know him closely, will tell you that he's one of the best attorneys that we have in this country. That was meant to humiliate him. And that's why they leaked that photo, so other lawyers know to get in line and don't defend either President Trump or any attorneys when they want to even just, quite frankly, ask basic questions in regards to our election integrity.
Well, and I know people are sick of hearing about it. I get it, but it's just the truth, folks. It's why people are so frustrated. Why wouldn't Trump want the attorneys in there meeting with him? We're talking about a stolen election in 2020. This should be one of the top priorities. And so it's like, that's why people are so pissed off right now. That's why people are so sick of hearing about Israel now, and we're going to send them more military aid. It's like, hey, some bastards stole an election in 2020. They stole an election. Why aren't we addressing this? And then the lawyers that are addressing it, they're getting threatened to lose their bar license. It's just like, why isn't this a top priority? Do we want to stop stolen elections or not?
Yeah, it should be a top priority. And I know there's great people, great attorneys in Washington, D.C., who don't fear the D.C. bar. People like Ed Martin, who would probably make a great special prosecutor in all of this and to dig into all this. Unfortunately, though, I haven't heard of any special prosecutors being named by the DOJ yet. I mean, someone
Pam Bondi's doing a great job.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say.
She's being fantastic.
I haven't seen any evidence of any of that.
Have you seen any evidence of her desk? Has anybody seen her desk? Has she ever been to her desk?
Well, that's where everything goes to disappear, Owen.
Yeah, I mean, we should start sending all of our trash. Take all the trash on the streets of New York City, send it to Pam Bondi's desk, it'll disappear. It'd be an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's been really disappointing thus far. And again, I mean, President Trump seems to be vocalizing his issues with a lot of this, but he's not directing any of this at Pam. I mean, the reality is she's the AG. She should be able to go out there and make these arrests. I think he was just posting, what was it, yesterday morning or this morning, about the potential arrests of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Why is he posting about it on social media? You're the president of the United States. Go tell your DOJ to go out there and do it. I mean, we have ample evidence. I know everyone's really loving the story today about Russiagate. That seems to be bigger in the news. But again, we've known about this for years. I mean, I remember knowing about this, what, 7 years ago? And we're going to sit here and pretend like this is new news?
Yeah, we were selling T-shirts, Hillary Clinton for prison, in 2016. So I'm saying, it's just like, I'm not playing this stupid game. I'm not going to sit on this hamster wheel and wave the pom-poms like a moron.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason to. I mean, listen, Hillary Clinton, now we know 100%. I mean, we already knew 100% before, maybe 110% now that she was behind Russiagate. But now we have the emails linking it as well to the Soros funded groups, Open Society, as well as obviously members of the Obama administration and others who were all looped in on these emails. And they were talking and laying out what they were going to do. And they did it. And they all look like they're about to get away with it. So I'm not very excited when I sit here and see all of these social media posts calling for arrests. I love arrests. I would love arrests. Now would be a great time to start making them. But the reality is, if we're just starting to go through all of these documents now, and now we're just starting these investigations, what are we, almost 7 months into this presidency? We're 7 months behind. We should have had this ready to go. We've known about this forever. How come there wasn't a special prosecutor appointed on day one? There should have been blueprints on what we're going to do the moment that Pam Bondi was sworn into the DOJ. Unfortunately, though, I don't think there was. And now we're just playing catch up at this point.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't think any of it's happening. And I don't even, it's not even that I get so mad at the administration or Trump, because at a certain degree, it almost becomes like survival. And you're dealing with all these different things. So you're just doing anything you can to just keep the heat off of your back. I get more upset with these groupies. I get more upset with these cheerleaders because they enable this stuff. It's like, so Trump realizes, oh, all I have to do is just post a meme and they jump up and down and clap and yelp like seals. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, I don't actually have to arrest anybody. I just have to post a meme and they'll be happy. So it's like, pragmatically, I'm like, okay, I get why Trump does it. He knows that, oh, people like it. I don't have to arrest. I just post a meme. Cool. So I get mad at the people that sit there every time and clap like seals. It's like, you're enabling this. The reason why we don't have any arrest is because you don't make anything happen. You just celebrate when a meme gets posted. And I was, you know, I would hope that we learned our lesson from 2020, which is you either drain the swamp or they steal an election from you. You either make arrests happen when you're in power or the criminals get back in power. It's like, did we not learn the lesson? I know we're still in the first quarter here, but if the House flips at halftime, then all of a sudden you lose a lot of these abilities.
Yeah, I strongly believe the House is going to flip. I don't think we're going to have a majority during the midterm. After the midterm,
the redistricting might save it. I will say that it could make it interesting.
It could make it interesting, but again, there's a lot of lawyers out there on the left who will be very dedicated to making sure that doesn't happen. And it's a matter of, will the courts answer in time and respond in our favor? I mean, in Texas, the 5 seats that they're saying that we're going to get due to the redistricting or the reconstruction of the map sounds great. But the reality of, will it uphold in court? Is it going to give them enough time to push back on all of this? I don't know. I mean, I saw it in New York. I know the courts initially did rule in favor of Republicans in New York when Democrats tried drafting up their favorable maps. Since then, there's been some more pushback on that, more legal challenges. But again, it's a matter of if the courts are going to be on our side or not. And that's interesting because I was listening to Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida yesterday speak out about this. And he said he's open to the idea, but he also wants Democrats to stop counting illegals and non-U.S. citizens in the census. But the reality is they're never going to stop doing that because California knows better. So instead of saying, well, we would just like them to stop doing that, just go out there and start doing the redistricting. Start redrawing your maps. I don't know why we sit here and play footsie with the left. They don't like our Constitution. They don't like this country. They hate us. And so at this point, we've got to just go all in.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I can't help myself with the sports analogies. It's like the famous moment where the Seattle Seahawks have the football at the end of the Super Bowl on the goal line, and they've got a running back that literally runs over 11 guys on the team. Like, that's what he's known for. You just hand him the ball, he just runs everybody over. He's famous for that. And then they decide to throw the ball, and they lose the game because it gets intercepted. It's like, that's what's going on. It's like, hey, we got all the evidence. We know who the crooks are. It's like, all right, let's use this. It's like, no, I think I'm going to throw the ball at the goal line on the Super Bowl and lose the game. And it's just like, I can't even believe it. But speaking of that, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to give the ball to the guy that literally just tanks over 11 guys on a single play. Why would I do that at the Super Bowl on the goal line? You know, it's like, eh, I'm going to throw an interception and lose. J.D. Vance commented on this. The gerrymander in California is outrageous. Of their 52 congressional districts, 9 of them are Republican. That means 17% of their delegation is Republican when Republicans regularly win 40% of the vote in the state. How can this be allowed? So J.D. Vance, vice president, addressing this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she's making a big push. She's got a bill right now. She says, this would not be allowed if we passed my census bill count, U.S. citizens only, reapportioned based on U.S. citizens count, and required proof of citizenship to vote in all federal elections. So, yes, the Democrats have gerrymandered themselves about a dozen or more seats in the House.
Yeah.
And then they've gerrymandered. They've illegitimately censused non-citizens into the population to pick up about five, six electoral college votes in, you know, California and New York. So, yeah, you just reverse these things that you know are corrupt, but it's like the same thing. It's nobody ever does anything.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the reasoning for that when they could sit here and just pretend to fight in the next election? I mean, that's really what Republicans run on. They just run on frustrated voters who are just hoping that someone will save them. I don't think they really have a plan in place. You know, we're sitting here watching as the House, again, hasn't really done anything to push forward President Trump's agenda. He signed over, 150, 160 executive orders. And I think we've only seen maybe a half a dozen make it to the floor.
Have any of these activist judges been impeached?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not a single one.
Yeah, and they say that there's not enough support behind doing any of that for them to even make it worth their while. Again, this is not the mentality that the left has. The left just goes all in, and they don't care. But for some reason, Republicans sit there and pretend like they have to abide by rules that have been violated repeatedly by the left. And so I don't understand why we allow this to continue to happen. You know, Speaker Johnson, I've heard from individuals, continues to go and talk privately to people and say, well, I have to work with Democrats as well as conservatives, and I have to come to the middle on a lot of these issues. You actually don't. That's the idea of a majority. And those who don't get in line, who say that they're Republicans, you call them out when they don't get in line. We're not sitting here and playing footsie with the left. The left has proven time and time again to be a group of domestic terrorists themselves. And when we're not in power and they're in power, they never turn to us and ask us to come into the middle. So stop being, let's just say cowards, because I was going to say another word. That's probably not a good word to say.
Well, and imagine,
stop being cowards.
Imagine what happens if they do lose the House in the midterms, and then Elon Musk decides he's going to go all in on the America Party and run a third party candidate. The Republican Party will have nothing after 2028. Yeah. They'll literally have nothing. They'll lose an election because of a third party candidate, and then they'll lose the House and the Senate as well.
Yeah. I mean, do you get a sense of urgency from anyone? I mean, nobody seems to understand what's actually going on.
No, because I saw a cool meme. A meme was posted. It was really fun. I'm hearing that Hillary Clinton made up Russian collusion now. Wow. Stunning stuff.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I mean, I'm listening to everyone, and I'm watching all these so-called reporters come out with this breaking news all the time. Actually, and we could probably talk about this. What about the point that this drives me nuts? Okay, obviously, you and I are both critical about the administration, but we're fair, I would say. I don't think we're not fair when we're voicing our concerns. But those who just sit there and play cheerleader roles, they always seem to get exclusives. I find it to be so strange that John Solomon is always getting exclusives. And for some reason, he's never critical of the FBI. I just saw Kash Patel, the FBI director, sharing one of his reports again today. But someone like myself, well, I don't seem to get any exclusives from this new administration, probably because I'm critical of their response to the FBI whistleblowers and other things. So again, I think that there's a real point here that if you are critical about the current administration, you don't get exclusives. You don't get access. I've never been invited to the White House. You know, I like a lot of these people in this photo here. I think they're all good people. Some of them are good people. But I have to say, I've never been invited to any of these White House events, probably because if you had me in a presser, I'd ask you a really uncomfortable question that they wouldn't want to answer.
You know what? I'm glad I'm out of time for today. And I'm glad that you put it very politely and subtly there. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So thank you for this report today. Follow Brianna Morella on X and the Brianna Morella Show. And we'll catch up later.
Thank you, Owen.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and use the clock as the excuse to not expand on that. I'll let her say her piece there. Very kind, very polite, very subtle, and I'll just leave that be. All right, we are out of time. I got to most of the news. I didn't get to all of it. Bunch of ICE news. It's crazy. They sexually abuse kids. They get 23 months in jail. And so ICE is deporting this individual back to Colombia. Sexually abused a kid in New Orleans, only got 23 months in jail. That is insane. That is just outrageous. But this is what they do in these Democrat cities. For whatever reason, they protect pedophiles and sex abusers. So that's a deportation. You also had this. ICE arrested a handful of egregious criminal aliens yesterday, including an illegal alien from Sierra Leone, convicted of raping an 11-year-old Maryland girl 15 times in a five-month span. A Venezuelan illegal alien with six felony convictions, and some others mentioned here as well. So they are getting the violent criminals out. And you do have a bit of an issue with the workers at the farms and a lot of these plants and factories, and they say, what do you want us to do? You just took away half my workforce, President Trump. So Trump's like, okay, I guess we got to let him go. So there's no doubt there's an issue there, but they are getting the violent criminals out. It's crazy that they were even here to begin with, but they were. By the way, Tim Burchett is joining Josh Hawley. Burchett in the House, joining Josh Hawley in Congress, who just introduced his own Insider Trading in Congress Act, preventing corruption by co-sponsoring H.R. 1908, the End Congressional Stock Trading App. So you have a bill in at the Senate, you have a bill in at the House. So it looks like there's definitely going to be a tag team effort. Well, any members of Congress that don't want these bills to pass, I think we all know the assumptions that are going to be made, huh? I think so. They'll be doing that to themselves, though. All right, that does it for today. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please continue to support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a big special going for our VIP members. Buy one, get one free. All health supplements, all apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. But for VIPs only, go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to take advantage of these sales. And we can appreciate your continued support. 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Booster Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Ethylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the IRC Moss, get the Shilajit, get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cubanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.